Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with news that you need to know. The high usage of blasphemous speech that is so prevalent today is a sign that the end times are quickly approaching. That's the headline. In just a moment, the prolific writer and Christian scholar Dr. John Whitcomb will join my father, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, as they discuss what Revelation 13 says that the program of the Antichrist will be in the last days.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We're talking about blasphemy. I remember reading in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, I believe it's verses 1, 5, and 6, that the design of the Antichrist, when he comes on the scene, is going to be blasphemy as well. The Antichrist is going to blaspheme God in so many different ways. But I'd have to come back and think about, for example, family television. I see so much blasphemy put forth by the actors, the new movies coming out, the books you read, people talking in the street. They're all blaspheming God. Is this an indicator we're quickly moving towards that scenario that's found in God's Word for the last days?
Absolutely. And of course, Revelation 13:5 says, there was given him, the Antichrist, a mouth speaking blasphemies. And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle. We see it now. The whole world is gradually becoming what? Conditioned for this kind of thing, to substitute for the glory of God something a mere man is saying and doing.
Yeah, we see that the Antichrist is going to blaspheme. I believe, as 1 John says, the spirit of Antichrist is already here. Is this not evidence as well? We're not only talking about world leaders blaspheming God, the Antichrist blaspheming God, but even with our lips, people today is becoming more and more common to hear the Lord's name in vain, and that's blasphemy against God as well, is it not?
Absolutely. And even born-again Christians will give an account to Jesus at the judgment throne of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, for what they've said, what they have thought, what they meant by what they've said, and what they've done since they were saved. I mean, even Christians, their salvation is not in question, but whether they receive a reward or lose one, it will be determined by a loving, gracious, wise, holy God at that judgment throne of Christ, which could begin to happen today.
Dr. John Whitcomb with insight into the end times. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The wide usage of blasphemous speech is a precursor to the end times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As John Whitcomb mentioned just a moment ago, the mark of the coming world ruler, the Antichrist, will be blasphemy. That's Revelation chapter 13, verses 1, 5, and 6. The common usage of the Lord's name in vain and other blasphemous terms among adults and even our children is evidence of how close we may well be to the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...